Amazon.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're kicking off another week. Hope you had a great weekend. Kind of a crazy weekend for me, packed with a lot of different things, including some football. Oh, yeah. We had some football over the weekend, didn't we? How you predict the NFL these days, I have no idea. Flip a coin. There's some certain trends you can see that are emerging, but we do this thing called Nail the Score on Friday morning in our third hour. We have a lot of fun with it. People call in from all over the place. If you're awake, even if you have one eye open, call in because you'll win some great prizes if you nail the score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, say who you think's going to win, what you think the score is going to be. We haven't had a winner yet, but it seems like we're getting close. You start to surround it, and eventually somebody pops, and maybe somebody will be able to get through. Last year we had a winner, Chris, in Connecticut, but it seems like it would be easy to do, kind of like the lottery. You know, you look at those tickets, and you say, wow, there's only how many numbers, how many possibilities are there? And then you realize it's easier to get struck by lightning than to actually win the lottery. Well, this contest is somewhere in between. It's no contest when it comes to Penn State. I doubt you find very many people, although there are some, who say, oh, poor Joe Paterno. Oh, the program at Penn State. It's a shame what's happened. It's not fair. It's not fair what's happened to the victims, and more are starting to come out. By the end of the week, there could be up to maybe 20 or so. My source that I had told me that, boy, oh, boy, this is just a powder keg waiting to explode that actually could be closer to 50. I mean, we'll see if that actually ends up being that amount of people, but boys. But it certainly is going to be a big number. We know it. One's too many. Already officially up to 9. Jerry Sandusky has been charged and is out on bail. We know all that. It was just a matter of time before it caught up with the university because people want to always know, well, what happened? How many years did this go on? How did the grand jury start to investigate? How did the prosecutors actually open up a grand jury investigation? What happened here? And it didn't take long for everything to unravel, and the rest is history, and we'll see where it ends up with some of the coaches that are still there, which probably eventually they'll be let go. Mike McQuarrie is the main guy because he saw what was happening, told Paterno the next day, and then that was the end of it for him. He ended up being the receivers coach. That's what he was and has now been suspended from that. Does he continue to be the receivers coach because of the outcry and because of the death threats and everything else? I'm going to say probably not. Needless to say, it is a catastrophe of epic proportions. However, personally, and I know many of you would feel the same way, I do not feel sorry for Penn State. It's ironic for me because Penn State was where I initially wanted to go to school, but couldn't go to the main campus. It's tough to get on the main campus unless there's some rare things that happen when you're a freshman. You usually end up going, a lot of people end up going to a satellite facility, and I didn't want to do that, so I didn't go to Penn State. I ended up going to Ohio University instead. So also, besides the stain on Penn State being the big buzz, I think something that should be the big buzz, but we've talked about it probably, I don't know how many hours on this show. We've probably dedicated 150 hours to it. I'm just making up that number. But in all the years that I've done this show, I always say the number one guy on my hit list of creeps that I would not trust as far as I could throw him across a room would be Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And it infuriates me when he comes to New York and he did all the stuff at Ground Zero. And then when he comes to the UN and everybody vacates because he addresses the General Assembly and he says nasty things about the United States and he says there is no Holocaust or whatever nonsense he spews. But it's not because he's such a nut and because he says crazy things that I don't agree with and probably most of you don't agree with. It's because of the nuclear aspect of Iran and the fact that the uranium and the enrichment of the uranium, we all, frankly, know is for a nuclear weapon, not for any other purposes, certainly not for power. And at this point, with 19 sanctions and counting, because really now it's going to be 20, how many administrations do we go through? How much time do we waste pushing off the ultimate decision on Iran? You cannot allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. There's no way of, you think of anybody, any country, to be armed with a possibility of having a strike against any of our allies, certainly the United States, and who do you not want to have this capability? Absolutely, certainly, one that would make the list would be Iran. It would be front and center. And so now it's time to cut the crap and cut the nonsense and be serious and come to the table, because there is no negotiating with this country. I mean, this is global catastrophe if Iran has nuclear capability. And the evidence is there that they do already have that. So taking out the nuclear scientists, a military attack, a covert op, whatever, something with serious teeth has to happen against this country. I mean, sure, we can't be ridiculous about it, but we've been ridiculous about it. I guess that's the problem. Because it's a constant battle of, geez, well, let's come up with some kind of sanctions. And I talked to a person much more schooled in the economics of the world than I am. And the first thing that he talked to me about was, well, think of the monetary, of course, cut off the money flow however you can, the oil flow, the money flow, the currency, that kind of stuff. And that's what's going to happen with Iran, because they're going to use oil to manipulate the markets. But what can we in turn do? Think of their central bank. Would there be something that could happen maybe with the central bank? As that has been suggested, I'm sure, in the past, I can't imagine it hasn't been. But the problem then would be China and Russia. They're not going to allow that to happen. So at some point, then we need to just take out their facility. That's what has to happen. Because you can't allow Iran to dance around the way it is and threaten. With the threat out there, it's a constant hum that should be in all of our ears. I say it all the time, and it seems Lindsey Graham is saying the same thing. It's a massive Pandora's box. Here's Graham.
The whole region is going to want a nuclear weapon. Then you march down the road of Armageddon. If you open Pandora's box, if you attack Iran, if they get a nuclear weapon, you empty Pandora's box. I support the idea of a military option at the last resort, but now their capability is so redundant, you'd have to do more than go after the nuclear program. You have to neuter this regime, destroy the Air Force, sink their Navy, go after the Revolutionary Guard, and try to get the people in the country to overthrow the regime.
There it is in a nutshell. I think he laid it out for us. Do all of those things and let the chips fall where they may. I'll meet you in a few here with some odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Shop fakes the give. Matt looking. Matt throws it softly to the left. Caught by Foster across the 30, breaks the tackle, 35, 40, 50, left side, left 45, cuts inside, 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Arian Foster, my goodness, 78 yards.
Romo's under center, and on first down, back to throw. Good protection, up in the pocket, deep, down the middle of the field, all alone, at the 15-yard line, Robinson, in for the touchdown, quick strike, LaRon Robinson, 58 yards.
Smith calls out signal. Drops straight back to throw. He sets, delivers it underneath. Wide open, Vernon Davis. Left sideline, five. Dives to the goal line, touchdown.
Ebo looks left. Throws. Pass is going to be to Eric Decker. Decker's there! 15-10-5. Eric Decker to the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. 57 yards from Tim Tebow to Eric Decker. The second completion of the game.
He's got it. Drops back. Stands at the goal line. Looks, fires over the middle. Intercepted! It's a kick at the five. Touchdown! Patriots Rob Ninkovich.
High, spiraling punt that turns over, and it pushes Mariani toward the near sideline. 20, 25, 30, near side 40. He's across midfield with blockers. He may score. Nobody there to try to even tackle him. 10, 5, and a touchdown. There are no flags on the football field.
Good punt. He's going to drive Hester way back. Bobbles it at the 20, then picks it up. Hester running left at the 20, trying to get outside. Look out, he got outside. Sideline, 50, line territory. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown Bears.
Back again goes Vic. He steps up. He is going deep down the far side of the field. And it is intercepted by Arizona. And the Eagles will go to their sixth defeat. It is picked off by A.J. Jefferson. It was a prayer thrown up by Michael Vick for Steve Smith. What a miserable, miserable game for the Eagles.
Yeah, Philly's brutal. They can't hold a lead. Should play the funeral march for them. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles, you could hear it with him. What a miserable day for Philadelphia. And Arizona, they liked it, though. They win that one 21-17. Crazy, crazy happening. San Francisco over the Giants, 27-20. Great highlight package that our Matt Johnson put together. And, you know, Dallas stomps on Buffalo, 44-7. I was watching that game. That was a laugh. And then you had the overtime game, New Orleans and Atlanta, and there was some controversy there and a play call decision, but 26-23, the Saints barely escape with a win in that game. Miami comes up with another win over the Redskins 20-9. Just another crazy weekend. Of course, on Sunday Night Football, which is always my favorite, maybe for some of you too, the Patriots took care of business against the Jets. I like the Jets. I was kind of bummed. You know, sexy Rexy Ryan, I'm always cheering for him silently. And they could not get it done. They just, man, the Patriots delivered because they had many opportunities to do so, and they rolled over the Jets. That's what they did. So that wasn't much of a game either. So you had a couple of non-games, a couple of kind of interesting games, and a couple of you-can't-believe-that-happened games. That's the way the NFL has rolled out this season. So we head into, after Monday Night Football, we head into Week 11 in the NFL. Matt, you're a fan like me, and it's interesting, too, because I was looking at statistics for News Talk, and the number one sport of people that listen to News Talk is professional football. I mean, and other types of football, college football and whatnot, and probably some people that have kids in high school are watching the high school teams, and high school football is big in some areas of the country. But this really is a crazy year for the NFL, don't you think? I think there are a lot of trends that you can't really put your finger on.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And going back to the football being popular thing, you can just look at the World Series ratings where I can't remember what game it was, but it was, we had Sunday night and Monday night football games that weren't that exciting that beat out the World Series, I believe, or came close. And, I mean, that's the championship of one sport compared to just some average game or below average game. So that's just the popularity right there. And this year, I'd definitely say it's been kind of crazy. I mean, you have San Francisco kind of coming out of nowhere and just dominating. I mean, the NFC West is a horrible division, but they've only lost one game all year, and they've beat some pretty decent teams as well. And then there's a lot of other divisions that are just up for grabs, as who was that was saying earlier? I can't remember who our caller was that was talking about the divisions kind of being up for grabs, like the AFC East.
Don in Wyoming.
Yeah. The AFC East is definitely up for grabs. The NFC East, I don't even know what's going on
there. Wide open.
It's like
wide open.
At the beginning of the year, everybody had Philly dominating. Then Washington somehow was winning games with Rex Grossman, and they started losing as everyone else thought they would do.
Yeah.
Dallas is hot or cold. I mean, I don't even know what's going on. The Giants, that's a crazy division. All the divisions seem to be pretty, I mean, you have Green Bay, like I said, in San Fran, but even in the NFC Central, or it's not the Central, I'm going back to the old days, the NFC North, Chicago and Detroit. That game today,
Chicago killed them.
For the last 3 weeks, if you asked me who to put money on, I would definitely put the Lions as the winner of that game. And Chicago just came out and obliterated them. I don't even know where it's coming from.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm in a football pool for fun out of North Carolina, the people that do it. And the interesting thing is I was right in the middle of everything with seven wins is all I could muster up today because of how tight it was. Like, I'll give you an example. I had Cincinnati. Of course, they lose by a touchdown. I had New Orleans. Luckily, they won barely. But it was rough. I'm telling you, it's rough to pick these games out. Luckily, I had Miami. Of course, I had stupid Philly. I won't bet on them again in a pool. And like I said, this isn't for money. It's for bragging rights. But there's a lot of people in this pool, and seven was what I had, and that was in the middle, pretty much in the middle of the pack. The person with the most wins so far had like 10, and of course we have Monday Night Football, Minnesota and Green Bay. Jay in Kentucky, hello.
How you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, just Monday morning for me.
I know.
I left the Smoky Mountains. It was in the third quarter, and they were up 16-9. I didn't catch the final score of that Patriots game, though.
Oh, the final score was humiliating for the Jets. Are you kidding? They got thrashed. I'm still aching over that. The Patriots killed them 37-16.
Oh, wow. That was worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you catch some of the I follow Toledo. I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and moved down to Smoky Mountains about 4 years ago. But did you happen to catch their score? It was like 66 to 63 in regulation.
You're kidding.
No,
no, I didn't see that.
I would have loved to have watched that game. That would have been nice. Was there even a defense on the field?
Oh, see, and that's a MAC team too, right? Isn't Toledo a MAC team?
Yeah.
Just like Ohio University.
Right.
Wow, how wild! No, I didn't see that score. So Houston and Tulane, that was a blowout, a crazy blowout too. But I didn't see that one. And Oklahoma State blew out Texas Tech. You know how it is in college football. Same thing. You'll see some really lopsided matchups, but wow, that's a big one. You know why? Toledo's, sadly for you, because you're a fan of Toledo. You know they're not in the top 25.
No, they'll never hold a top 25. I mean, they've come close a couple times, been in the top 25, but realistically, it's MAC, so they don't get quite the recognition.
But you know what? I do know this because I always keep tabs on Ohio University. Toledo, that did barely win that game over the weekend, they're 5-1 in the MAC.
Yeah.
So they must be leading, because if I'm right, they've got to be in the lead, or they're number two. Now they're going to be leading.
Oh. Hey,
how about that?
Anybody nail the score?
Nobody nailed the score.
Unfortunately, well, good luck everybody next week, and we'll shout at you later. Just wanted to weigh in there and say that I'm out here listening to you, dedicated to your show every weeknight.
I love that, Jay. Thanks, we appreciate it, buddy. Keep on rolling. Two hands on the wheel. The other day I was driving with one hand and someone said, "What are you doing?" Come on. You know all of you drive with one hand occasionally. Have you ever driven with anyone where they are just driving with their legs? Ooh, I bet Matt Johnson drives with his legs. Matt, do you take both hands off the wheel ever?
Sometimes if you got important things to do.
Like eat a Big Mac and drink a soda.
Oh, come on. I'm healthier than that.
That's true. You eat healthy. I can't attack you there. No. Then forget it. I'm just not even going to ask you about what's happening in the car. Just let everybody come up with their own things. I'm not even gonna go there with you. All right, coming up next, we are gonna go to Norway, Oslo, Norway, and talk to our pal Saul Album and get the skinny on the financial crisis in Italy and what's going on here and all that kind of good stuff. That's next on America Tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away with
a. All right, coming up, we're hoping to connect with Saul Album, who's in Norway, to talk a little bit of the financial stuff that we're all sick of hearing the doom and gloom. We want some positive stuff. We want some positive information, don't we? We want to hear that small businesses are going to be able to hire again because they're able to get the breaks that they need, and they're able to provide health insurance if they want to be able to provide health insurance. You know what's happening now? Many of you listening to me may even work this way or have side jobs like this. It's contract. A lot of people do contract labor because there's no way they can afford to do it any other way with these companies. And you want the job, and so it's better for you to do the contract thing anyway. 1099, in one way, it is a dreaded thing to hear because the amounts of money that you have to quarterly pump in or at the end of the year pump in, even with write-offs and everything else, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And more people in this country, I'd love to see the numbers on that, of people that are 1099ers because that's the way these companies have to roll. You know, the old days of you worked for a company forever and a day, just they're not here. That's just not happening very often. Not always. There are tech companies where people are engineers and they move up and they stay. There are research companies. In the healthcare field, that happens sometimes, but even there, usually people can bop around because they get a better offer or something crazy happens with whatever institution they're with. But it's far and few between. A lot of people that you talk to, a lot of them have their own thing going, or they're working for people in that capacity that I just mentioned. So I think that's sort of the new normal. Maybe I'm looking at this through a different kind of lens than some of you, but I have a feeling that I'm on the right page with this, especially when I see the numbers, and the numbers, I don't think they're exaggerated. The numbers are pretty high when it comes to that. So, you know, what's interesting is watching what's going on in Italy, and it's interesting because of the repercussions that it has for us in the United States. I think a lot of times people hear news about, Italy makes a change and the prime minister is gone after 17 years and the Mario Monti may be the guy this economics brain may be the guy to jump in and take over the reins of Italy. The parliament just has to approve him, and if he does, how huge will that be? Because then investors will pass initial judgment on his leadership when Italy's treasury asked for a bid of up to 3 billion euros, which in terms of dollars would be 4.1 billion in 5-year government bonds. At an auction last week, the government's borrowing costs went above 6% and kept rising to levels beyond what they could afford to pay over the long term. I mean, this is the problem. They're in serious, serious trouble here. And Berlusconi, Silvio Berlusconi, who was the guy who was the prime minister for 17 years, he gets the boot, or basically resigns, because of all the nonsense that has happened in the interim. And the nonsense is that the euro, he's just tanked everything when it comes to the euro. And so he made a sort of a parting call for the European, this is Berlusconi, he made kind of a parting call, if you will, or a wish for the European Central Bank to become a lender of last resort to prop up the euro, to try to prop it up. I mean, what a crisis. Saul Albaum joins us now from Oslo, Norway, our financial guru. Hey, Saul, how are you doing?
Hey, sorry about that, Kate. We went through 3 different numbers, 2 different internet connections, and, you know, anything for your guests, anything for you, Kate. We're here. We have to buy the whole, France Telecom. You know, we're going to get here so that, we can explain what the heck, is going on in this crazy world.
Yeah, you heard me say there when you just jumped on about what's happening in Italy. They got this financial guy now, supposedly this big economics brain from everything that I've been able to read about him, who will probably be the new prime minister, Mario Monti, and they think he can change or help be the agent of change in the right direction for Italy. But right now it's too late because he's got to put band-aids over everything because they're sinking. The boot is sinking.
That's right. That's right. You know, the suede has water on it, and it's a little ruined.
Why should we care? Explain what happened, and why should we care?
Well, okay, very good. Okay, so the number is here's the number that that your guests have to understand. It's called 2.5 trillion, and that's the debt that Italy has that it can't pay, and banks all over the world, including our banks. I believe we have, if I remember correctly, about 80 million, depending on which banks, to about $500 million worth of exposure to this bank. And that's enough to wipe out the capital of all the banks. Because don't forget, the banks only have to keep a few percentage in reserves. So if their reserves are Italian banks, just like MF Global, which we'll get to that too, if we have time, they're sunk. So the bottom line is we're seeing another economy go under because it took on too much debt. Its politicians promised too much benefits to its constituents. And once again, here I am as a financial guy talking about politics. I mean, I don't know what's going on. It used to be 70 years ago in finance, investing. You find a good company, you find a good management team, someone that fulfills a need, and you invest in it, and you hold it for eternity. That's the Warren Buffett model. Then it became, we got to get really good at math and calculus and have all this hyper trading and all this garbage. And now you got to be a political procrastinator. You got to be you know, hiring people in Congress just to know what's going on, and it doesn't bear good. But Super Mario is going to be the new prime minister of Italy, and the reason why, again, your viewers will care is because, one, Italy is going through the same thing that Japan went through, the same thing Greece is going to go through, the same thing we're going to go through, which is too much debt, can't pay it off. We have to go through austerity, cut back government services, cut back everything, and that's going to be a weaker economy. It's going to make it tougher for people like us. They're the canary in the coal mine for us. Is that good, Kate?
No, it totally makes sense. That's what I've been explaining, and that's because of the tie, you can't just cut them off. There's absolutely no way, and that's obviously a big concern. Okay, we see that the president is meeting and talking to our friends in Asia. Actually, it's in Hawaii, but that's what the group is that he's talking to, and of course, I'm sure part of the conversation is about moving ahead in looking at trade and that kind of stuff in this Asia Pacific free trade thing, and saying that it's vital to recovery and crucial. How crucial is that?
Oh, for trade, and well, it's very crucial. Well, we'll see. How crucial is it that we keep trade with all of Asia? Yeah, you know, it's one thing politically. When you have trade, it stops war and it allows us to be linked in. But as far as full trade numbers, only about 25 to 15%, depending on what year it is, of trade actually comes from Asia. So it's more of a political bent on the G7 or the G20 of where we do trading. 40% of our trade comes from Canada, 25 to 50, another 50 comes from Europe, and just the remainder comes from Asia, and it's a teeny bit from Africa, and then you sprinkle on some oil too.
Yeah, the big thing is China, though. China, not having any kind of deals with China, not having enough with China, which is what Obama's pushing.
Well, yeah, you know, he wants to have more deals with China, but it's all going to be one-sided. And
exactly.
he wants to have more deals with China, but they have to allow for foreign investment. They're going to have to allow for their exchange, their yuan to float more freely. That's a whole nother topic we could have about the just basically how they're pegging on. You know, it's how they peg on the exchange rate and how it causes massive global imbalances with the exchange rate, and that's a whole other topic. But in the fair balance of things, you know, we want to keep trading with our neighbors. It brings a better prosperity of living. You know, Vietnam, Cambodia,
yeah,
the Philippines, Malaysia. It would all be very good. We continue to do that. Speaking of which, you know, Malaysia is one of the top stock markets in the last 10 years, 5 years actually. It's up about 86%.
Are any Americans invested in Malaysia? How many do you think?
Not
a lot?
Too many. It's just such a political risk. It's going up many. The foreign investments are actually up, to right around $20 billion a year. And it's still a bit risky. People who are investing in it have home ties, or like big business guys who are married to a Malaysian woman or two families, and they happen to have big connections in there. But it's still a little bit too primary for most folks. Some multinationals are starting to build in there, same as the Philippines, but it's much steady. They have to prove themselves to, hey, we're not going to take your factories if you build them here mode. So once they prove that, after about 10 years or so, then things will start picking up even faster.
All right, so hang on. When we come back on the flip side, we're going to talk about Social Security. We're going to talk about earnings that are coming in, some big stuff like Walmart, Target, all of that. That's next with Saul Album and me here on America Tonight.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
We're continuing our conversation talking about dollars and cents with financial man Saul Albom, and he's joining us live from Oslo, Norway. Hey, I got to ask you this question. What's the temperature right now in Norway?
Oh, geez, I believe it is about 3 degrees centigrade.
Translation, please.
that's about 45 degrees Fahrenheit, 45, 48.
Oh, that's not that bad. I want to talk to you when you say, yeah, it's 30 below and we're in the middle of a blizzard right now.
Oh, we've done that, Kate. I'm not, come on. I think it was like negative 10 Fahrenheit.
Oh, you're right.
I only have 9 fingers. I only have 9 fingers now because of that.
Because of what you've been through. What you'll do for love. It's amazing what people will do for love. So.
That's right. And then, you know, of course, me being a stone cold, heartless capitalist, I say that I also remind you that, you know, a proper capitalist goes where regulation, where you can influence regulation and the regulation actually benefits you. And here the regulation, regulation benefits us, and we've talked a little bit about that on air. I mean, excuse me, off air. And also that actually Norway has the lowest sovereign default rating, which means that if you line up America, you know, America's not rated AAA anymore. Kate, hate to tell you that. So, you know, when the rest of the world looks like Greece, you know, I'm going to be sitting up here with my pipe and Frosty the Snowman.
I like that, the Frosty the Snowman. Hey, earnings is always a big deal. What do you think we're going to see from some of these big companies? Walmart, I bet, is going to be up for sure, and some of the others.
Yeah, you know, Walmart's, now this is a really big week for retail. It's going to show the strength of the consumer coming out. And, you know, Abercrombie's going to post numbers. The Limited's going to post numbers. Gap, Urban, you know, all the places where, you know, Kate doesn't shop anymore because she's too rich. Sears.
Right.
I bet Kate hasn't been in Sears in like 10 years, right?
How about Home Depot? I'm like the only one who goes into Home Depot. They tell me they're off. That people tell me in Home Depot that they're having a tough time in some areas, that they don't have as many customers.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, why build up your house when 30% of the houses are underwater?
That's true. Just let it sink. Who cares? I don't care if the paint is chipping.
We can just walk away. So, you know, so basically the numbers are going to come out and then the numbers look like they're going to beat in my opinion, they'll beat expectations. They're going to be higher than last year and we're going to be on our way to having record earnings. Again, we've talked about this for the last month and a half in the U.S. on these large corporations. And again, it fits in with the Saul Central thesis, which is we're having a little bit of inflation, 5 to 8%. And it's all going in different areas. And, you know, and that's why, you know, life sucks out there, but that's why earnings and revenues are up too. So, you know, I would continue to see that large corporations, Walmart, Target, again, like what we're talking about. Now, actually, you know, it's interesting. Target has been in trouble lately. I haven't pulled up their stock price, but they're having this typical business problem. And this is something that entrepreneurs we could talk to about potentially having your entrepreneurs. Either you want to be the lowest cost provider like Walmart, or a specialty provider, where you provide style like Johnny Versace or Jimmy Choo or those kinds of guys.
Sure.
So guess what? Target for the previous 10 years has been in the middle and doing well, but now they're having problems. A lot of other stores have access to the same inventory that they do. So now Target is actually having problems pulling itself around and finding a line and a movement. You know, let me ask you, Kate, because, you know, I know you like being in with the common folks. When you go to Target,
yes.
When you go to Target, I mean, do you see anything unique anymore? Do you, you know, like, is,
no.
is H&M or Zara
no.
kind of taking the Target steam?
No, yeah. I mean, nothing. You're right. It used to be a unique store, and they had these super stores, so they have groceries in there, too, and that made that kind of unique. But the stuff that's there is not, and you can get it cheaper in other places from whatever, coffee to clothing to coloring books to camping gear. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, there's an example of a company getting stuck in the squishy middle of not being a low cost and not actually providing the niche service. So let that be an object lesson. So they just got in some new management about 6 months ago. So we'll see. I have not checked out the stock price here in a few
it's
days.
Down. It's down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
Social Security. Tell me about Social Security. So we move from earnings to tell me about, because people listening can relate to this, Social Security. You wrote me a note. Have kids, no Social Security.
Yeah. You know, I try to throw in some relevant research that I've been reading and with your viewers, kind of really bring it back home to what's going on, how it affects people's lives. And this is kind of the biggest thing that affects people's lives, which is parenting. And Kate, the research is showing that parenting is not very effective, and more research is coming out about this. Basically, if I told you that you could teach your kids and be the greatest parent in the world, but it's only going to be about 5% correlated to their income, and actually you could take them to all the greatest classes in the world, okay, all the best education, you can run around and be the helicopter parents, and literally, that by the time they're 25, the IQ score will revert back to where it's supposed to be. That literally, it does no good after the age of 25. Yeah. Doesn't that kind of...
That's depressing.
Yeah, it's a little depressing. But here's the good news. The flip side of it, the glass is half full, which is if you have kids and you're nice to them and you're good to them and teach them good values, that's all you really need to do. They're going to take on... That the economic research, the research coming out of this is institutions coming out of Yale, Harvard, all these great research institutions saying that as long as you're good to your kids, the long-term effects of all this helicopter parenting stuff doesn't have anything. Education, trying to go from tap dance lessons to gymnastics lessons to karate class to baseball has an almost zero effect on the children's outcome when it comes to education, when it comes to income growing up, and of course getting into the good schools. So really, the bottom line is the kid is going to do what the kid wants to do. Take them to the fun things that the kid wants to do. And there's no academic research saying that going overboard. Now, helping out does anything. It's more about what your IQ is and the genes that pass on. So have kids, have lots of kids, and enjoy them. Have fun with your children.
Yeah, that's good advice.
It's the economic research right out of the research institutions, and it's scientific. That's it.
I like that. You said there's going to be some good news. Are you kidding me? When it comes to taxes in 2012, what's that about?
There's a little bit of the teeny bit of good news too, so we'll make it a little bit relevant too. So if you do have a 401k, we used to joke 2 years ago that it was a 201k. If you have a 101k, you can invest up to now $17,000 a year, and the standard deduction that everyone takes a lot if you don't own your own business is now up to $11,900. So it's up $300, and then of course personal exemptions up another $100. So just a couple hundred dollars here and there to help make 2012 a little bit easier. So you can spend all that money on Christmas as opposed to going more broke or going more into debt.
No, I think that's good news. $11,900, is that what you said?
Yeah, the standard deduction up $300 from 2011. After all the inflation, that'll get you a banana and a couple cups of coffee.
But it just makes us feel better. That's all we care about, so that we feel better.
The wealth effect. Yeah, right. I mean, this is our economic policy. We're going to make people feel better.
Exactly. That's the problem, isn't it? For sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm starting to read TMZ more and more. I mean, it's just because it's like, once you study the data, you know that this is just ridiculous. So, I'm more interested in Kim Kardashian's, and they follow Peepa a lot. What was her name? The princess's girlfriend. There's like, she's like all over the news here. I don't know what's going on with that, but.
Oh, yeah. There was something about, I don't know, some kind of scandal or something that I think she showed too much leg or something. And you can't do that if your sister is in line to be on the throne in England or some crazy thing. Can you imagine? Saw album. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again in the next couple of weeks.
Very good. Thanks, Kate. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Very informative, talking about the fact that these earnings are coming out. You heard him say it's interesting, the squishy middle, and doesn't it make sense, is what is being harmed here. So that's why a target is affected, and they've had problems because they're not on the low end, and they're not the specialty stuff either. And, of course, with stocks, that's the whole thing there. And as many of you have written me notes about, if you have a 401k, a lot of times you have maybe once or twice a year where you can pick certain things or baskets of stocks. So you may have some of this in there. You got to pay attention to that kind of thing, especially now.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.